In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, Amen. In the month of Kiyak, the Church gave us the first chapter in St. Luke on 4 weeks to follow the journey of the incarnation on our Lord Jesus Christ, starting with this good news about John the Baptist, the forerunner. This is Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to 25. It's about Zechariah, the priest, and his wife, Elizabeth. And both of them, they are righteous and good people. As the gospel said, they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they have no child. And they prayed and prayed and prayed for a long and long time. And they were both well advanced in years. Maybe they stopped their praying after a long, long time because of the age and health condition. So it was that while he was serving Zechariah, the priest, as priest before God in the order of his division according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. The priests were thousands and thousands that time, and one of them has to go inside the sanctuary to offer the incense once in his life, once in his life. So they make a lot just to pick up one every time. And he, Zechariah, was lucky to get this chance to go inside the sanctuary to burn and to offer incense before God. This big hall first, this for the everyone can enter in. Then the sanctuary for the priests. And the Holy of Holies, this for the high priest only, once a year has to go enter to the Holy of Holies to offer the sacrifice on behalf of himself and all the people. But here, this is the sanctuary, this is the middle part of the temple with the altar of incense in. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside in the outside hall. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside and the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. How he did know this is an angel? Because no one allowed to enter inside the sanctuary except the appointed priest who got this chance. Only alone he has to go inside to offer the incense. So he got someone stand on the right hand of the altar, and by his soul and his spirit, he felt he is an angel. Right side of the altar, on this altar he offered the incense and prayer of the people and prayer of himself. The right side. So every one of us has his own prayer altar and incense altar to pray everywhere, anytime. But you have to look for the right side of your prayer, the right side of your offerings, right side of your giving. Right side means genuine prayer, genuine giving, genuine relation with God. So what about the left? Left side is a symbol of hypocrisy and symbol of the lack of grace and lack of support and presence of God. For that, Jesus Christ on the mountain, the same on the mountain, said, when you give, don't let your left hand know whatever your hand do or give. Means you have to hide your prayer and your giving and your good things from your old man, from your selfishness, from your ego. Right side of the altar. We have to keep any spiritual activity to be in right side of our altar, of our prayer, of our heart, genuine relation, not hypocrisy, not kind of show off, nothing but Jesus Christ only. We focus on him. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. My prayer heard? My prayer and my wife Elizabeth, this long, long time we pray to get a child, maybe years and years before you come. Are you still remember we are praying, or we prayed for this, our demand and our need to have a child? Yes. Yes, we pray, and God has a time, has a plan for us to answer. Maybe answer no, maybe answer afterwards, maybe answer immediately. But every prayer has an answer in with God, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to pray. Don't give up. Pray and pray and pray, and leave him to arrange everything in his good time for you and for everything around you. Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. John. John means the compassion of God, God's compassion. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at this birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. he will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. It's a big, big event, and this child is great one. And this time before the birth of Jesus Christ, 6 months before, as we know now afterwards, that Gabriel, the archangels, went to St. Mary after 6 months to give her this good news about Jesus Christ. So this timing, very important for the economy of salvation and the plan of salvation of the whole world. If God answered Zacharias and Elizabeth 20 years before or 40 years before, just they will get child as thousands and thousands children in the Israel. Nobody knows even their name. But in this time, John the Baptist, the forerunner, the great one, this is the plan of God, this is the work of God, this is the compassion of God. God wants to give us, but he wants to give in a proper time, in a good way, for good things. Good time and a good way and for good things. Zechariah told the angel, "How shall I know this?" In other translation, how shall I be sure about that? He didn't believe. He didn't believe that this will happen for him and for his wife. And he gave the reason for that. "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." You have to know that, Zacharias, you are a priest, and you read the Old Testament in Genesis, how Sarah and Abraham got Isaac after a long, long time. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old, and he got Isaac. So you have to believe in God. You read about him in Genesis and about Abraham and Sarah. And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel." Gabriel means the power of God. God sent you his power to make this miracle. "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. I am the power of God, I am the man of God, and God sent his power to you and to your wife to get your child. And was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words." This big difference between what happened with him and what happened with Mary. Saint Mary, she believed, but she just asked about how. Just explain to me how, because I am a virgin. Big difference. This, how shall I know? But Saint Mary said, "How this will be done? I believe in it, but explain to me, because I'm a virgin. Tell me how." "Because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lived so long in the temple, But when he came out, he could not speak to them. Yes, if God spoke to us, nobody else can speak more. God said, that's it. No one can add. No one can cancel any word or letter from the word of God. And they received that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he became to them and remained speechless. And so it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she had herself 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. That happened, and the child will come. John the Baptist will be in this world to be forerunner before Jesus Christ. So in this story, we have to pray, we have to believe in God. He heard our prayer and leave the answer to him. Whatever, yes, no, afterwards, all this is good for you, but don't stop prayer. And your prayer should be genuine from your heart, from your mind, from your soul. This is the right side of your prayer altar, and make your prayer as incense before God. So you pray with good things. Don't curse anyone in your prayer. Don't ask any bad things about your prayer, but ask God and focus on him, and as his will you pray, and as his way you pray. And God give us the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, as a guide to how to pray to him, to make your prayer a genuine prayer and as an incense in your altar. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. I am sorry, so Lord.